Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. I'm Stuart. We got Larry on top of the mountain, and Larry's having computer problems, so he may not be posting. Anyway, hi, Larry. What's going on up there?
Well, I don't know. We've had a lot of glitches lately, but it seems my satellite internet system is down, so I just want people to not get upset. I won't be posting until I get back on the internet, so we're working on that.
Seems like there's glitches everywhere. You think things are operating normally, and next thing you know, you're down, and phone glitches and all kinds of stuff is going on. Maybe we should start with this coup that is obviously going on. And it's getting more and more confusing by the minute. I was just reading that ne'er-do-all Sortafal, who now claims that they think Mueller is actually acting on behalf of Trump. Which sounds a little strange, but she goes into some detail about the connections between the two and a big meeting that Mueller had with Trump that lasted over 4 hours. And this was before I think he was assigned as special counsel. There's a lot of intrigue going on there. What's the latest? I know Manafort has been indicted and his buddy there, Gates, I think his name is that correct?
I believe that's right. Yeah, but it's on stuff that's really unrelated, it appears, on the face to Russia and Trump. So, I don't know. This thing it's a really strange coup, if you want to call it that. But it's in high progress, and there's more and more. I was watching One American News today, and they were really giving out some warnings about this November the 4th with Antifa. And they were they were also bringing up new connections, worldwide connections between Antifa and ISIS.
Yeah, I was reading an article, and I can't remember where it was, but I think that was, can't remember now. But he was saying that they can almost prove connections with ISIS. And that gang, what do they call it, M13 or something like that?
MS-13.
Yeah, that there's a connection there. And that this November 4th is the start of a communist coup to take down America. And it's not just Antifa, MS-13, and ISIS, but a whole group of people that are going to be involved in it. Have you heard any more about that? What did they say on what you did hear about this is really getting serious now?
Yeah, well, on One American News, they were saying that Antifa calls on followers to take part in an upcoming civil war against President Trump. I mean, they're just calling out all the shots and putting it right up front. And it was also an add-on to that report, said November the 4th, it begins. The Trump regime, it must go. And that's going to be their motto for going to the streets and doing what it takes to bring Trump down. Of course, what's odd is Trump's probably going to be out of the country about that time. He has an Asian tour lined up.
Mm-hmm. Kind of convenient, I think. Of course, as you know, I don't trust Trump any more than I trust anybody. And Psalm 2 does not exempt Trump. It does not exempt Kimmy the Whiz Kid over there in North Korea. And there's a lot of folks involved in all of this. And so it looks like you have two sides, but you really don't. I saw a picture. I can't remember who the guy was, but he's on far right. And he's the head of one of these white supremacy groups. Well, somebody unearthed a picture of him with Hillary Clinton, talking to Hillary Clinton. So you got the far right, you got the far left colliding. What do they call that? Thesis, antithesis, and then synthesis. The synthesis being that the Republic of America has been toppled, and out comes the New World Order. Did they say that, do they really feel that this is going to begin on November 4th? I've read some articles where they're telling people don't be messing around anywhere near these areas.
Well, it's kind of interesting, Stuart, because there are warnings going out for people to stay away, and they're actually listing large city locations that they are supposed to begin these protests in and telling people to stay away from them. And I thought, well, this can't be too secret if they're just listing right up front where they're going to be, because it makes you wonder if that's the right hand, what's the left hand doing?
Yeah. And I kind of wonder about all of this because I don't see Hillary in prison. I don't see Soros in prison. I don't see anybody in prison that's really doing damage. I see somebody like Manafort, who is just kind of a thief and whatnot. He's probably going to go to prison. But now they say they messed up on the evidence that they went in when they went into his house. I read an article where some of the lawyers, and maybe even his own lawyer, said that they overreached on the search warrant, and therefore a judge can throw the whole thing out. So it seems kind of odd that all of this may be just stage play, diversionary tactics to get this thing going. Have you heard any more about the Department of Defense and the EMP exercise? They're saying it's from the sun, but the sun doesn't have any spots. And do you know if that is actually going to go live, where they're going to pull the plug on people?
No, I really don't. I have heard reports and rumors that it possibly could go live. However, I saw a very intriguing report from Space Weather predicting around the night or sometime of that calendar date that there would be a very anomalous hole in the sun that would allow a stream of charged particles to hit Earth. And they were warning about some power outages, et cetera. So we don't know. All this stuff seems to be coming around the same time frame.
Yeah, I think anywhere in November up through to the 11th or even as high as the 29th, which is another 11-11, are areas people need to really be watching for. The 29th is an 11-11 because you add 2 plus 9, you get 11. So there's the actual and real 11-11, but also the 29th. So I don't know. I just think that this is all a stage play. I don't trust anybody, as the Lord says, trust no one. And particularly when it comes to the government. So they have a tendency to go live on these exercises. So it's a possibility that we might have a power outage on the 4th, or maybe even before. Have you heard any more news on the possibility of them coming out before the 2nd? Of November, or before the 4th, rather?
I haven't heard that. They all seem to be linking, but we apparently had some electromagnetic operation up in here in this area where I live, because the other night I had some older you know, these lamps you buy that are battery operated, they charge during the daytime. Well, last night, they all went out at the same time, and that's unusual. Usually the new ones won't go out. The old ones might, but the new ones hang in there. And they all went out. It was dark. And then last night, of course, I lost my internet. So, boy, I tell you, the best we can do, though, Stuart, is just to tell people to be prepared either way. I mean, you know, people don't need to put off having them a little food, having some water, have some type of, you know, battery-charged or wind-up little shortwave radio, et cetera. You know, just have a few minor things, but just be prepared. Don't just be out there without anything and everything stops for a moment because you might need a little help and can't get it.
Well, that's the problem with an EMP. Now, there are a lot of scare stories, but I've read enough articles to suggest that if it's a powerful EMP, it can stop wherever you are on the highway. I'd hate to think about people having to walk a couple hundred miles to get back to their home. It's not going to happen. So wherever they are, that's kind of where they are. And it can get really kind of hairy, I guess. But that's just one of the things. Oh, what's the latest on the Hillary connection and Obama? Are they going after them as well, or has that kind of died down? I haven't watched that much of the news today at all.
Well, it appears when Manafort, and what's odd, if you noticed my blog, before Manafort or even his name had come out in mainstream media, the drug report had already put up. He was the one going to be indicted, and it's turned out to be exactly correct because I put up drug report on my blog, the last blog I did, and that's who
it
was.
Noticed.
And so I find that, that's kind of telling. When you talk about a stage play, maybe that's what we're seeing a little bit. But this is what's odd. The Manafort thing now has put Uranium One and Hillary and Obama, et cetera, on the back burner. They're no longer anybody talking about them. They're just talking about Trump, how to get Trump out of office, and Trump's people or anybody's connected to. Now, there is a new report come out on One America News, and I've been beginning to watch that more and more because they've got some really good stuff. And it says that they've now unveiled information that key Obama aides are in a plot to unseat the Trump administration, and that this is breaking as of today. And I've seen it up on One America News a few times already, so. But, you know, that's the thing. Deep State doesn't appear interested in the Obama administration or the Bush administration or the Clinton administration or any such people. It's all about Trump. You know, it reminds me, and I'm not claiming Trump, you know, I'm not saying he's like Jesus at all. But what I'm saying is, you know, Trump and Jesus, them two guys are hated more than anybody I've ever seen in my life, my whole lifetime.
Well, that's probably why the Lord put him in power. What better way to get judgment beginning to roll on America? And I don't see any retractions of any of the things to round up citizens and start putting them into FEMA camps. So it's going to get very, very interesting as to who is who, and watch these things collide. This is typical communist takeover, to set up two parties that are going to fight each other, and then bring in martial law. And this is actually a UN takeover. In fact, I read something today where one of our UN people said to the UN, "Yeah, we're in full accord. Come in. Anytime that you feel that, you know, citizens are in danger." And of course, that is, when I made the Iron Mountain video, I showed the UN rules and laws of what they have laid down, and they can come in anytime there is an insurrection within the nation. And what is Antifa, or whatever you want to call them, doing? That's an insurrection. full justification for martial law. They won't call it martial law, but it'll be the same thing. And where do you think the police departments are going to be in all of this? If it really gets like it's a shooting war, which a civil war usually ends up being, what's your take? What do you think the police will actually do? This is where I'm kind of concerned, because I haven't seen hardly any arrests in any of these demonstrations, whatever you want to call them. It seems like they're immune from being arrested, and the police are told to stand down. What do you think they're going to do if this goes real and it goes hot?
Well, after all I've watched lately, if I was still in police work, which I'm not, I would probably reroute all my 911 calls to the NFL.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm wondering if they'll just stay home to protect their families.
Well, you know good and well that a lot of them are going to. Listen, Stuart, when this starts, I know people think you can dial 911. Well, you forget it. You know, when this really does start, all they're going to do is probably tell people to stay home, which most people won't listen. But you know well as I do that if you know, no matter how good a cop you are, if there's nobody protecting your family, you're going to do it. So, you know, it's a lot of people are going to be on their own. As a matter of fact, I remember a dream your wife had years ago where people had to climb up high in buildings and things and try to even sleep because it was so dangerous everywhere. And I don't know how many people have had dreams and visions of a time that was coming that it would be so dangerous, especially in the cities.
Well, that's it. And if the police aren't there, and I know in the Watts riots, the police refused to go in.
Yeah.
And the people that were in the middle of it were totally on their own. Yeah, but you can tell people to stay away from inner cities where most of this is going to go. But I've noticed on the throughways, and I don't know if any other people out there listening, if you have seen this or not, but along the throughways where you enter or where you exit, they're putting up gates. We have them here in Wisconsin all over the place. There are gates at the entrance, and there are gates at the exit points. And they're not in use, and they're just sitting there. But they're going up everywhere over here, and that seemed to me to be a control factor. What do you think?
Well, that would be. Now, I do know years ago, Stuart, and law enforcement even, when they were having trouble and wondering about a crisis situation where lots of people would be trying to move across the country, they were considering down in Oklahoma and Texas area of shutting down the Red River bridges, the bridges that cross the Red River, shutting them down, stopping all crossings. And so that was a way of, that was a plan at that time to stop the flow of people or refugees or whatever you want to call them. And if they're going to the interstates, that may be the plan there, is to control or shut it down.
Well, it just seemed kind of odd to have these gates all of a sudden going up. And also, not only along the gates, we have, I don't know if you have it down there, I guess you could call them walls. Not really walls, but fences that are going up so that a person can't turn around and go the other way. It's almost like they want to trap people. And I have heard reports that when this thing starts to go down, that they've got a list of everybody they want. And so if you're pulled over or you get into one of these, and remember they were building these Homeland Security bulletproof, I guess you could call them little cabins, that they're going to have at these choke points along the throughways?
Yeah.
Do you think that they would operate that way to just set up these kind of roadblocks, check the IDs, and if your name is on there, you just simply get vanished.
Well, I don't have a clue, Stuart. I haven't been in that business in so long. That would be a guess on my part. Matter of fact, in the part of the country I live, Stuart, a lot of people don't drive on the road anyway. They drive anywhere they want to. People run off the road here all the time. This is pretty independent country where I live.
Mm-hmm. Well, the rural districts are, and they may get away with a lot of stuff in the cities, but in the rural districts, I don't know if you have that down there, but up here, you have families, big extended families. There can be as many as 100, 200 in a family clan-like unit, because they've owned the land, the farms for years. They've had kids. The kids have kids. The kids have kids, and on it goes. You start picking off one of those, or they start to vanish. I think the guns will come out of the closet. Not that it may do any good. Maybe that's what they want. Because there's no question they need the instability. They need the overthrow to allow the United Nations to come in. And as I was saying, there was a statement, I think it was released today, by a U.S. UN person that they were well aware that the United Nations had the right and the duty to come in. And we have had report after report after report of UN trucks and odd SUVs and et cetera, et cetera. So I believe they're getting ready for a UN takeover, and this is the way they're going to do it. We have to be submerged under the United Nations. The United States has to go as a free republic. And I just don't see any moves from the Republicans or the Democrats or Trump or anybody else making moves to remove that part. So it leads me to believe they're all complicit, like Psalm 2 kind of indicates.
Well, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, Stuart, that this is happening right during the time frame of what we call the pivot point.
Yes. Yeah, and isn't it Obama that's going to make a speech tomorrow night? And I would advise everybody to really listen. He made a speech a little bit before, and what I read out of it was kind of a nod to the 4/11 intifada, or whatever you want to call this uprising that's happening. It almost is like Israel's intifada. It's very weird how all this is starting. What else have you got?
Well, I was just going to mention what's also interesting, too, with Barry Rothman. He recently did a Tor code.
Mm-hmm.
He says the monitoring of Barry Rothman's sites by the DOD and Level 3 Communications. And this is odd. It's updated October 26th. The wording is, number one, Level 3. Number two, Rothman. Number three, Mars. Number four, Korea. Number five, Kim. Number six, Barack. Number seven, soothsayers and diviners. So what's interesting is it appears that a lot of the Department of Defense and Level 3 communications groups, including Russia and other nations, are gleaning information from Rothman's sites involving Mars, North Korea, Barack Obama, Kim, et cetera. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. Here's what Mattis says. Threat of nuclear attack by North Korea is accelerating, but at the same time, Kim says he's going to slow down, right? Except for maybe launching a couple of EMP weapons.
Well, that's what he
said. Have you heard any more on that?
No, the latest was that he had announced that he was going to stop just shooting off ballistic missiles, but however, he was going to launch a couple of space satellites And the latest this evening is that they're very concerned that he's about to set off a nuke again in that same, I guess you could say, nuclear mountain that he's been using so many times it's been collapsing, and they're concerned about radiation. So, you know, you got Trump going over there, though. We're right at the point of time where Trump goes to Korea, too, and Asia, and this is very interesting, and I know you thought it interesting because the Trump administration appears to be working towards an Asian NATO of a sort.
Yes, I think they are, and it behooves China, actually, in a way. Well, it's a two-sided sword, because if they go to war, China can easily march in and take over North Korea, and then they've got all their precious rare earth minerals that North Korea is noted for. By the same token, China would suffer problems because if we get involved in a nuclear exchange, which, by the way, what's his name? Major Ed Dames, Dr. Doom, says it is North Korea that uses an atomic weapon in anger, which probably starts to trigger the rest of it. And I notice here on one of the headlines in the articles was North Korea conducting mass evacuation drills as the threat of war heightens. So in one breath he's saying, well, I'm going to slow down on this. The next breath, they're doing all this. So what's your take? I think we're going to war.
Well, it certainly appears so. We've got enough military equipment in that region already to go to war. I mean, it's no doubt. And, of course, as you said, he's also they're having blackout drills. He's got evacuation going across North Korea, and it's almost like a war stage. So, you know, a lot of times it's kind of like Israel. If you'll remember, Israel a lot of times has war drills, and their war drills are nothing more than movements of military and personnel to go to war. So that may be the same thing Kim's operating under right now.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, what's going on in Israel? Anything other than the fact that they're in a constant state of we're going to be attacked?
Yeah, I think, Stuart, it's very interesting that for years, the leadership in America has told Israel to take living under fear, you know, of attack
mm-hmm.
continually, and now we're in the same boat, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Here's something from Fox News related to the UN. This is a UN takeover, folks. It's a communist organization to begin with. So here it is from Fox News, United Nations. The United States is announcing its support for a set of principles that give a green light for UN peacekeeping troops and police to use force to protect civilians in armed conflicts. There you go. Now that was in the UN charter for a long, long time that just now announcing it. And Larry, why do you think they'd be announcing that right now? This is today.
Well, it's you know, you've been warning for years about that, and nobody believed you, but it appears we're right on the verge of as I say, changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, folks, when this thing starts to go down, just know what it is. It's a communist coup to put the United States under the United Nations. And I've been warning about that for years and years and years. Everybody said, nah, it could never happen. Well, here it is today, the announcing of it. That set of principles is already inked. It's the ink is dry. That was done years ago, actually. They're just bringing it up again. And that's a notice that maybe this 4-11-4 date is extremely serious. Anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on, and we'll set something up for Wednesday, probably, and really appreciate you coming on. Okay, folks, heads up, we're moving into deadly territory, and good night.